Hey beautiful souls. Sienna Cruz here, your daily dose of hope and healing on Depression Destroyer. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, something major happens that shakes your world? Yeah, that's trauma. And trust me, we all experience it at some point, big or small. But here's the thing. Even amidst the chaos, there's always hope. There's always a way to find healing and emerge stronger on the other side. Today, we're diving deep into navigating trauma with hope because let's be real, life doesn't always hand us roses. Sometimes, it throws us thorns. But how we handle those thorns? That's where true strength lies. First things first. Acknowledge your pain. It's not a weakness to feel hurt, scared, or angry after something traumatic happens. It's a natural human response. Bottling it up only makes things worse. So let yourself feel those emotions, allow them to flow through you without judgment. Think of it like releasing trapped energy, you got to get it out. Now, don't beat yourself up if some days are harder than others. Healing is not a linear process. There will be good days and bad days, moments of clarity and moments of confusion. That's totally okay. Just keep reminding yourself that progress isn't always about giant leaps, sometimes it's about tiny steps forward, even if they feel microscopic. Number 2. Find your tribe. You know, those people who get you, who listen without judgment, who offer a shoulder to lean on. Surround yourself with them. Talk to friends, family, or even join a support group. Sharing your story can be incredibly powerful. It helps you process your experience and realize you're not alone in this journey. Remember, we're stronger together. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Well, sharing that burden with someone who understands can lighten the load significantly. Thirdly, practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about nurturing your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body in ways that feel good. Yoga, dancing, even a brisk walk can do wonders. And don't forget to engage in activities you love, things that bring you joy and help you recharge. Think of self-care as a non-negotiable part of your healing journey. It's not selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Number 4. Seek professional help if needed. This is a big one. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. There's no shame in reaching out to a therapist or counselor who can provide guidance and support. They're trained professionals who can equip you with tools and strategies to navigate your trauma and build resilience. Think of therapy as a roadmap. It helps you navigate the complexities of healing and find your way back to wholeness. Lastly, practice gratitude. It may seem counterintuitive when you're going through a tough time, but focusing on the good things in your life can actually shift your perspective and boost your mood. Start a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, big or small. It could be as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or the kindness of a stranger. Cultivating gratitude helps you see the light even amidst darkness. Speaking of seeing the light, remember that girl who used to volunteer at the animal shelter every weekend. The one who always had a smile on her face, radiating positivity. Well, she went through a really tough breakup last year. It was devastating. She felt lost, broken, and like she couldn't go on. But instead of letting the darkness consume her, she leaned on her support system, her friends, family, and even her furry four-legged companions at the shelter. She took time for self-care, long walks in nature, journaling, and rediscovering old hobbies. She also sought professional help from a therapist who helped her process her emotions and develop coping mechanisms. And slowly but surely, she started to heal. Now she's stronger than ever, using her experience to help others navigate their own journeys through heartbreak and loss. So remember, beautiful souls, even when life throws you curveballs, there is always hope. There is always a way to find healing, strength, and resilience. You are not alone in this journey. Keep your head high, keep shining your light, and never stop believing in the power of hope. This episode was all about navigating trauma with hope. We talked about acknowledging your pain, finding your tribe, practicing self-care, seeking professional help when needed, and cultivating gratitude. Remember, healing is a process, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, big and small, and never lose sight of the light within you. Now go out there and shine bright. Until next time, stay hopeful and keep healing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.